And with that, we're going to turn it to the Michael P. Hour from here on out. Thank you for joining me in studio tonight.
Thank you.
We're going to do things a little bit differently here on Locals Only tonight. The fearless Duncan Hudson is on his way right now. He was flying in tonight, so he's going to be running into the studio to get them set up to perform in probably about 10 minutes or so. But first, we figured we'd talk for a little while and play a couple recorded tracks. So you've got some very exciting things on tap this week. Tell us about what's going on tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night at the Rialto Theater, starting at 8 o'clock, is the Michael P. Big Band. And we're bringing in from Memphis, Tennessee, a fantastic group called the Bo Keys, which will headline the event. And what else can I say about them? They're a fantastic Memphis soul group. And they not only have an old-time sound, but they got like a lot of new sounds too. And they got some players from the Al Green group and some bands like that from Stax Records. So I'm looking forward to it, I'll tell you the truth. These guys got a real cool sound. I've been checking them out a lot.
Excellent. Yeah, it's amazing just how many great records the people in that group have played. And looking it over over the weekend, I was blown away. So it seems like I can't miss one.
Yeah.
You're playing tonight with the Michael P. Big Band, mm-hmm. and you'll be playing with them tomorrow night. Yes. Tell me a bit about that particular group of people, because you're obviously pretty prolific. So the people, I'm sure, have seen you in many different groups. But what can you tell us about this specific one?
Well, this group mainly focuses on the sort of the funky soul and R&B numbers that I write. I've got two records out. And this group has horns and female vocals and organ, great B3 organ sound, and a great rhythm section. We mainly do R&B and some real funky stuff. We're a great dance band. We get them going at some joints around town.
So who do you have playing with you?
Tonight, we got Mike Coyle on the trombone and Justin Berry on the tenor saxophone. Actually, all the saxophones, and he might even sneak a clarinet in there. Hmm. They're a fantastic horn section. I met them when I was making my album. I met Justin, and we've been writing a lot of good music over the years and playing a lot of good shows. And I actually played in his band for a little while, called the Infernal Racket. He was singing and playing saxophone, and there was a trombone player named Mike Coyle, and I met him through that, and I just was amazed at how quickly and how good they sound when they play together. So those are the horn players. I got Catherine Burns singing with me, and her and I play in a few different groups around town and just have struck a chord over the last few years. Again, you know, I can sort of just sing something and she can just chime right in, and it just sounds like we've been playing and singing for a long time. And on organ, fantastic musician. He goes way back. Gary Mackinder. I've known Gary for a long time. We've played in blues bands together, and I actually currently play in his group, the Carnivaleros, where he plays accordion and sings and writes the songs, and he's a great band leader and musician. Finn Eichner is on the drums. He's a fantastic drummer. He plays with Seashell Radio, and I know that he's been involved with Calexico and some different things. He's also a fantastic recording engineer and DJ mixer and whatnot. Very talented young man. And on bass, we have Chris Nast, one of my better friends. He is also a fine steel fabricator. So if you're ever looking for some great steel fabricating, look up Chris Nast. And he plays some great bass too. So That's the team right there.
Cool. And 2A is very packed right now. I know that they're ready and rearing to go. And don't forget that you can catch them tomorrow night playing with the Bokeys at the Rialto. I know that we're going to share a few recorded tracks here so people can get a sense for what that sounds like before we send it over to the live stuff. So what's the first track you got queued up for us tonight?
The first track is from my first album. I guess it's just called Michael P, the first album. It didn't really ever have a name. But it's called Hold On, and it's song number 3. And it's a song that I wrote sort of in the studio. I played all the instruments on the song and kind of went in there with an idea on the drums and then played some bass and played some guitar and added some, I do believe there's some female vocals in this. And I recorded this record in New York a long time ago, maybe at 2002, something like that. So it still sounds great to me. And yeah, let's check it out.
All right, so this is Hold On by Michael P.
Thank you. chicken's gone roast. Gonna love you, honey, till you don't know what to do. First, I'll give you kisses from your toes to your ears. Then I'll give you stroke until you break out into tears.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Miller, and this is Locals Only. I'm joined live in studio by Michael P. He's playing a couple recorded tracks for us before we send it over to Studio 2A for a live performance. Thanks again for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you.
So, what was the track that we just heard there?
That was called, What You Gonna Do? What You Gonna Do? That was a tune that I wrote in New York. I was actually like really into like rock and roll, like kind of hard rock when I was living out there. And that song started out as like more like a southern rock tune. And when I came back to Tucson, I was like, okay, I got all these new songs and I want to make a record. I even flew some guys out here from New York that were playing with me at the time. And I was also starting to like rekindle my musical relationships with people here in town. And one guy, I started playing drums actually with Al Perry. And so we started hanging out a little bit. And I said, man, you know, I got some tunes that I'd like you to check out. And so he came over to the house one time and I started just kind of strumming some songs for him. And I was playing that one. And it was kind of like a real hard rocking thing. And he said, man, that's a pretty cool song, but I think you need to slow it down and make it more of a truck and R&B thing, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea, you know? And so I did. And actually, the horns you hear on there are the Rosano brothers.
Oh.
And cool. Right, typical Michael P. form, I'm like, the album's almost done. I think I would like to have some horns. And not knowing that things take a lot longer to put together than just, hey, let's do it tonight. I went over to Dante's house. I said, hey, here's a couple songs I'd like to do. And we kind of cracked this one open and we started it, you know, maybe like seriously like 11:30 at night. And we kind of just got the first skeleton done about 3 a.m. when his brother came over and he started playing a bunch of saxes. Dante's brother, Marco, plays I think there's three saxophones on there, and he plays all three. And they have a little studio at their house, so we did a little thing there. And then we transferred it over to Loveland.
Oh, cool.
And put it all together. So, yeah, this song is my first try at having horns. And I think it turned out great. I still really love hearing it.
It makes me sick sometimes just how much talent the Rosano brothers have, man. Just hoarding it, and the rest of us want some of it too. But especially watching them last night at the Rialto show for All Souls, you know, playing 8 or 9 different instruments and arranging, just a lot of talent.
You know, I went to college with those guys.
Oh wow,
Marco chiefly, and you know, it doesn't come without a lot of hard work. I know Marco for years and years is working really hard on his music. So they're great talent, both of them.
So we want to remind everyone again that tomorrow night they can catch the Michael P. Big Band playing with the Bokeys from Memphis at the Rialto. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be going live to Studio 2A for a live preview of what that set's going to sound like. Going to bring you one or two more recorded tracks first. So next up, what do we have queued up here?
Why don't we go with track number 4 on CD number 1.
Excellent.
Sweet Young Thing. First song I ever wrote.
Oh, wow. All right. So here is Michael P.
Sweet Young Thing. You move, nigga. Sweet Young Thing. Sweet young thing, you move, nigga. Sweet young thing, oh child, you move. Sweet young thing, you know you're looking so good. Way you shake it through my neighborhood. I keep looking out my window each day. Just a hoping that you're walking my way. Oh, what a good time we'd have. I could tickle you and make you laugh. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do. I just wanna taste your love, honeydew. Sweet young thing. Every time I see you, baby, You move me, girl. Sweet young thing. Oh, child, you move me.
Yeah! All right.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. For the last 20 minutes or so, we've been playing some tracks by Michael P., some recorded tracks in preparation for his live set that's coming up in just a minute. Don't forget that you can catch the Michael P. Big Band tomorrow night at the Rialto playing with the Bo Keys. from Memphis. Want to thank them again for coming down tonight. Don't forget to stay tuned in for The Hub with Bob Girth at 10 o'clock. But we're going to spend the rest of the hour with a live performance straight out of Studio 2A from the Michael P. Big